On February 19th at 7 p.m., Warren Lee Hill Jr. is scheduled to become the state's 30th inmate to die by lethal injection. WABE legal analyst Paige Pate says Hill's attorneys are once again down to their last option.
Mr. Hill's lawyers still have the opportunity to seek another stay from the United States Supreme Court, and I anticipate they will probably try to do that.
And they have. Last December, what's called a cert petition was filed with the United States Supreme Court. That means Hill is asking for an opportunity to argue before the high court. If granted, that would allow lawyers to argue Hill is mentally disabled and Georgia's standard for reviewing claims of mental disability in death penalty cases may be unconstitutional. In 2002, the United States Supreme Court banned the execution of the, quote, mentally retarded. However, in Georgia, it must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. And that, says Rita Young, is too extreme.
Here in Georgia, we have the strictest standard of proof for an individual with an intellectual disability who's on death row. We believe that Georgia should align with the nation and change that burden of proof to with a preponderance of evidence.
Young, the executive director of the Decatur-based All About Developmental Disabilities, is not alone in that stance. Eric Jacobson is the executive director of the Georgia Council on Developmental Disabilities. He says it's ironic Georgia was the first state to ban the execution of the mentally disabled, but now...
It puts us in a bad position, I think. And I think, again, it suggests then that our policymakers need to reexamine this and make sure that we come in into the same grouping as other states across the country.
It would have to take the Georgia legislature to amend the current law. However, Governor Nathan Deal doesn't see the need for a change.
Our present statute has stood the test of time and has stood the review of the courts. Some of the gentlemen who are standing with me and ladies who are standing with me today have legislative initiatives to do so, I would have no intention on my part to revisit that issue.
In Georgia, the governor has no pardon or commute powers in death row cases. Roe Scott, WABE News.